Zach Morris, season 8, episode 3, bruh.
And
episode 3, cuz.
Episode 3, and for all of the hardcore listeners of this program.
Episode 3.
Whenever it comes to 3, we say tree.
Tree.
When it was season 3, we dedicated the entire season to Hawaiian slang.
So yeah.
Hawaiian mannerisms, up-talking, pigeon.
Yeah.
So it's only fitting, and for the fact that we couldn't think of an episode title, we're going to call it season 8, episode 3. We're Hawaiians.
We're the Hawaiians, bruh. Here we go.
There we go. That's right. Most controversial.
Oh, the night marchers coming back. Yep. The night marchers, guess what? They sleep during the day. They just woke up.
So you say.
You're like, what? What?
So you say, bruh.
What those guys say down there? I'm a Macaulay.
The ghost from Kahala, the ghost from While I Drive In, Night Marches, Gym Neighbors, everybody coming back.
Gym Neighbors, bro.
They're going to dance pile. Thriller in front of the store.
Hey, turn this camera around. I'm going to get that.
Yeah, we got to get another camera to turn around. Somebody mentioned that we should have a camera.
All right.
Facing, which we talked about, facing Macaulay.
And then camera within a camera, like a camera.
Yeah,
like
camera within a camera.
The box right there.
We got to find some tech guy to do that.
That? Yeah, we need like a switcher.
A switcher?
Switcher box or something.
Is there such a thing? You're just making this up.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, I don't be easy, but anyway, boo.
Oh, shoots. Oh, nah.
So, you are going to try to talk our best pigeon.
Why? Who? This is...
Where are
the Hawaiians?
Where are the Hawaiians, bruh?
We're only seeing, a bunch of the Caucasian people in the Big Island.
Yeah.
Puna.
They're all there. Over there. They're all over there, bruh. They buy them cheap. They lose them cheap.
Haven't seen a Kamaka Viva Ole.
No.
Mentioned?
I've seen like Nelson's.
Nelson.
You don't see any Hawaiians over there. And
Scott.
Scott.
And Ted.
Joe.
Yeah, Joe. All names that aren't used in 2018, by the way. There's no kid running around named Scott. Right? Those are the dead names.
Scott. Wow. Yeah, I don't think nobody's naming the kid Scott.
Scott. Richard.
They didn't even like Skyler now.
Skyler. Destiny. Passion.
Yeah.
True. I mean, you're not going to... Right?
Mono.
Wow, yeah. Oh, Mono, man. Mono.
Light sleeper.
You're not going to hear Tim, Scott.
Yeah, that's true.
Derek.
Yeah. Brandon.
Brandon.
Nobody calls their kid Brandon. Brandon was like one of the most...
That was a common one. Bryce. Dennis.
Yeah. So now they're just doing funky names.
Right. And all those
Coltrane
names... Yeah, I don't know what that's about. But all those names are not used by the Hawaiians because we're trying to figure out where the Hawaiians are.
Where the Hawaiians, bruh.
That's it. So.
Yeah, from one Hawaiian to another, where are you?
There you go. That's.
I'm looking for you.
Just for the record, Cavett created this episode name.
Yeah.
So with that said, okay, what did you do?
Weekly recap, bruh. Here we go.
What did you do?
Okay.
Here we go.
Didn't really have a big, hoo-ha weekend.
Oh.
Just like, good. I mean, I don't know.
Really? What do you mean?
It was cool. It was a cool weekend. It was work.
Okay.
Like Hawaiians do.
Hey.
We work.
Wow, that's a shot fired there.
Okay. Well, I know. It is kind of.
This is all you, bruh. I'll support you, but just saying, you created
the backlash comes on. It comes on me, bruh.
You created this hoopla. Okay, let's go. What did you do?
Oh, I went to a dinner for my father-in-law at the lovely Sea Life Park in Waimanalo, boo.
You went to dinner at Sea Life Park?
Yeah, because my father-in-law got inducted. You ready for this?
Okay.
To the Kaiser High School Hall of Fame, bruh.
Wow.
The Puerto Rican from Kalihi in the Kaiser Hawaii Kai Public Private School Hall of Fame.
He played the game well.
He played it well, bruh.
So, Hall of Fame for what?
For coaching soccer.
Gosh.
Coaching soccer.
That's another shot fired by you. Okay, so he coached soccer.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know this.
Yeah. Coached soccer.
Okay,
boys and girls.
Got it.
Yeah.
And there was a successful team, I'm assuming.
20 plus years of coaching, bro.
Really?
25 years or something? But he never won the states, I heard.
Oh, got it.
He always won the OIA.
Yeah.
Then he go into the States and you lose against the Howleys or the Hawaiians or the Japanese, bro.
Wow. How about
right?
it?
That's Punahou, right? All the Howleys.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, right?
All the Hawaiians. Right?
So what the induction ceremony, this every year they do this?
And every year, I think they probably induct. There's like honorees.
Okay.
But they don't get a plaque. Okay. It's Daniel, but he actually, because he got honored a couple years ago. But this year, he got like a plaque, like one of those heavy-ass bronze plaques.
Okay. Wow. And it was at Sea Life Park.
Yeah, Sea Life Park.
That's a little odd.
Yeah. Well, if you go into, I haven't been there. I mean, if you've been there, you go in there and there's like a place, like a luau area.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting venue. It's
interesting. No cell service at all.
I would imagine. Right. Sea Life Park? I would think you guys maybe just go Kahalamo, you know, go CPK.
Yeah, everybody.
Go Chili's.
Well, it's a fundraiser. Oh. It was like Disorderly's for fat boys. $100 a plate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have to pay $100 a fundraiser, $100 a plate.
Well, all the Kaiser people, they got
to see the 1978 state champion swim team.
Okay.
The 1979 state champion wrestling team. Congrats. So it's just honoring all these state champions and people that...
Wow. These guys are all still alive.
But right. Buggles is still wow. alive. They're kicking over. They look good. Brothers look good.
Okay. Look good. Kaiser,
bro.
Go for it. Well, congratulations.
You're welcome.
I mean...
On behalf of...
You're welcome.
Mr. Samuel, Coach Sam. I will accept this honor. Well, congratulations. That's huge, man, to get, like, inducted in that kind of stuff.
And a plaque? And where's he going to place this plaque?
Yeah, I think they place it, you know, like, at the beginning of, like, the locker rooms or
the
gym or maybe even in the stadium.
All right.
Because I think their stadium is...
The beautiful Kaiser Stadium.
The beautiful private public stadium.
Many a times. Told a lot of people, shut up over there. Yeah.
They got a new football coach. Remember what happened?
Oh,
and
right.
And the Hawaiian and then all the Holly parents got on them.
Correct. They have a new coach.
New coach.
And where did they get this coach from?
And supposedly, he's within the school. Holy guy.
Oh, okay. They promoted within.
Yeah, promoted within, bro.
Well, that's fine.
But, like, can Kaiser ever be good? On the real.
Money talks, bro. Money talks. They can get the people and fly them in.
Well, that's the only way they can get them. Because, right. I mean, on the real, bro, those hoity-toity, up-nose-turned people out there, guarantee, Puno will come knocking, where they going to go?
Well,
we
had this discussion a while ago. If you remember, are there any hard-nosed guys in Hawaii Kai? Are there any gangsters?
You know what's funny is people who heard the episode and they agreed. I never had one person be like, brah,
some hard guys.
You better knock it off and come for you, bruh.
I'm just saying, is there anybody?
But I said the Hawaiians and Kulio'o, it's like the one sliver, bruh.
Oh, that's a
whole other. Those guys kind of nuts over there.
That's a whole other. They're not going to CPK, bruh. Yeah. They could care less.
That's like the little Papakalea.
Right.
Like Little Italy is in different places in this country. Right. That's like Little Papakalea.
Right.
A bunch of Hawaiians.
Well, and in all fairness, I mean, Kalani is not far away from there, and they got their same issues too. I mean, football, what are they going to do, right? Basketball, I guess they kind of got better because they had that one guy for a couple. They flew him in.
The black guy, yeah?
Yeah, they flew
shut
him.
Shut up.
So, I mean, that's just how it goes. It's just the game. It's the name of the game.
Kalani,
money talks,
I remember
bro.
When I'm kind of glad I never went there. And, sorry about
thanks
that.
Thanks a lot, bro.
But
they it kind of hurts, you know, when you say that.
For real? Kinda, wow,
It's small kind. I'll say that in my Holly voice.
That was like the worst small kind.
That's my Holly voice. Small kind.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
I was trying to go
Kaimuki, bro, on the real.
You chose between, well.
I wanted to go Kaimuki.
Well, I knew I was going to go Kaimuki too, but I didn't know Kalani existed.
Oh, wait, what?
Wait
a minute.
I left private school.
Wait, how did you even get to Kalani when you weren't even in the district?
I was in 8th Ave.
Oh, you did 8th Ave.
But I thought
8th
Ave meant Kaimuki. I did not know the district.
Yeah, because 8th Ave is way Kaimuki more than Kalani.
Right. So that's why I went to the steps of Kaimuki High School and I said, I'm here. What do I do? And they said, get out. You don't belong here. Leave.
Out of Palolo Valley.
Leave us.
Like, you better go, boom.
And that's where I found out about Kalani for the first time. I did not seriously know Kalani existed.
Wow.
And they told me, go to Kalani. I said, where is it? You know Kalamo? Yeah. Just keep going. Wow. Oh. And there
you go. For real?
This is a true story.
Wow. I knew. I was like, I don't like go Kalani. I go Kaimuki.
Well, see, once again, that hurt.
All the bangers went kind of geeky.
Well, you know, if you like bang, go for it. But I'm just saying.
You like do drugs? You Kalani.
Kalani, yep. Smoke cigarette.
Lenny smokes cigarette.
Lenny smokes cigarette in the bathroom.
At Publix, went to summer school, and everybody smoked cigarette. Only guy never smoked cigarette, bro.
Yes, yes.
Only guy never steal cars. Only guy never do drugs.
That's wow.
Yeah.
Congrats.
All my friends, bro.
Good.
All my OG friends, bro.
Yes.
Only my one friend, Frank Azama. Shout out to Frank Azama, bro.
He did not do drugs.
He did not do drugs.
Okay, good.
He the one that kept me up to date with everybody in Kalani.
There we go. Well,
This guy jam up. I look at the list of all our friends. Like, bro, everybody jam up.
He mentioned me or?
No. Okay. You're younger.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I'm going to hang out with you guys. Eh?
Yeah, fine. See, once again, I'm feeling
sad.
That
was the year they got worked against Kahuku, and they shut the game down in the third quarter.
Wow. Wow, that's right. Yeah. I forgot about that.
That was my year. That would have been my years. And how's this? I would have played football because I played football till my eighth grade, ninth grade. I was like, went to Kamehameha.
Yeah.
I was like, nah.
Right.
Yeah. You know this guy over here?
Well, there you go. This is the guy people walking by.
Who's that?
He works at the place known Pioneer Junior.
Oh, man.
Yes. Go figure.
So that was, I was supposed to play. I was going to play football for Kalani.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee I can make the team. Guarantee I can play.
Yeah.
I mean, for real.
I mean, quite frankly.
Thank God saved me. I went to Kamehameha because those are the years I remember my friends getting like hammered, bro. Against like freaking Mark Atuaya and all those crazy guys.
All the dangerous guys.
Yeah.
Well, so be it then.
Yeah.
Kalani, go figure. Yeah. You did not go, but I went.
Anyway.
Go figure.
It's about Kaiser.
Yeah.
Moving along. Yes.
I like how you reiterated that. Okay, what else you got?
What else it is? That's pretty much it, bro. We lost another basketball game. Anybody cares?
Yeah. What's the record now?
4-2, bro.
4-2, all right.
Sad days right now. I never lost 2 in a row.
750 winning percentage.
Right? Feel kind of like, you know, feel like Golden State or maybe like the Rockets right now. 4-2, bro. 2 more games, bro.
Let's hold up. Hold up on that right now. Let me just.
Besides that, we have Beetroot coming up on Thursday.
Oh, there's the never ending saga that is Beetroot.
Bro. We got the beat battlers, the beat guys. They're going to bring out the Ipus, bro, the nose flute. They're going to play them, bro. All the night marches coming down with the hip hop hand. Does anybody know what the hip hop hand is anymore? I'm going to be over there with the hip hop hand.
I'm tired of hip hop hand.
Don't look at their face because you're going to turn to stone, bro.
You know what? I'm going to say this again every time you mention this. This never ending saga that is this Beetroot, pizza, meatsa, whatever the hell you want to call it. You got to start capitalizing off this. Because you're not making any money off of this. You're letting a bunch of these Yahoos.
Pizza, I mean, we've recently been selling a little bit more shirts, so that's good.
Well, you better be because you're buying pizza for these guys.
Well, Beetroot is more of a promotional to keep the key. You got to do that one promotion.
And this is the promotion?
Yeah.
And then do people of the public go there?
Well, I get new people coming to the shop because of Beetroot.
All right. Do you track this?
I'm here every day.
No, write down, are you from Beetroot? How did you find out about this kind of thing?
I mean, yeah.
Guerrilla marketing, bro.
Talk story with them, you know?
Bro.
Hey, we anti. What school you in? When you grad?
Right.
Oh, for real, where you work?
Kalani. Yeah.
Yep.
Work PNC.
PNC.
All right, I'm just saying, okay.
Beetroot happening, Han Solo happening. That's pretty much it, bro.
Han Solo, no, you didn't see Deadpool, right?
Never seen Deadpool yet.
Okay.
Gotta watch that.
All right. Gotta watch two movies coming up.
There you go, bro. Okay. That's it. Real somber, slow.
Well, it's pretty much a slow week, so it's fine.
What you did, bro?
I did not see Deadpool. I did not. Well, I saw Avengers twice. I think I told you that already.
Okay.
Yeah. I did not see Deadpool, but I did see, just as we taped this show on Wednesdays, just the other night, the other afternoon, Tuesday afternoon. So our Houston Rockets of July comeback. As you were ready to drench me and drown me.
Yeah, bro, I was, bro.
And telling me, forget it.
That's why I congratulated you via the text messaging.
Boy, thank you.
SMM.
Thank you.
SMS.
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 A text message. Yes, you said congrats, bro.
Congrats, bro.
You put haha. I saw that, bruh.
Meaning I concede, bruh. Congratulations, bruh.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a very stressful game, as all of these games are stressful.
That's why I'm surprised you still have hair on your head.
And I got hair. I'm growing my goatee. Yeah. But amazing. We're going to do... Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts. I'm just saying right now, they came back from 10.
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
At Golden State.
At Golden State. Everybody over there crying. Everybody in Oakland crying.
Crying. All
everybody in the crying. Bay crying.
Everybody E-40 crying.
E-40 was crying.
He
was there.
Crying.
E-40 was there.
It's for Dizzle, for Shinizzle with his glasses.
He's right there.
Fog Dizzle.
Travis Scott laughing at him already. Might as well. Travis Scott was there. E-40 was right there. Staying next to each other right there.
Staring at each other.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pointlessly staring.
Who's going to do something first? But all I'm saying is this.
Sugar comes out. What's that?
Forget that one. Thrilling game. You didn't see it, right? Because you're at the shop.
I was listening on the radio.
You were listening to it on the radio?
Yeah, really? Yeah.
All right. I give you credit then.
I can't get them on the internet.
Well, they did what they had to do.
Yeah.
Defense was great. Comeback was great. Comeback from CP3, as he's known. Yeah, Chris Paul.
I lost faith in him.
Thus, I'm donning the Chris Paul shirt right now for the YouTube listeners, viewers.
Yeah.
Game 5 is Thursday.
Woo!
By the time this comes out, who knows what will happen. I could be just...
It's at Houston.
Yes.
Oh, why did they change it from 2-3-2 to 2-2-2-1?
Oh, they did that.
I like the 2-3-2.
That's only for the finals, though.
It's still like that in the finals. No.
No, NBA Finals was the 2-3-2.
Oh.
But then they switched it to everybody 2-2.
But I love the 2-3-2. I thought that was dope, dude.
It's interesting strategy because you got three straight, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know really what's the reasoning for that. I guess maybe to make it more fair. I don't know. But. It is not 2-2.
Because technically, you have to win one of each, right? If you're
Well, right now it's like best of 2 out of 3.
Right now, yeah, you always clean the slate, right? When it's tied.
Yes, when it's tied.
So they're both series are tied now.
Two of the games are in Houston. One is in Oakland.
Yeah.
So, lots to be figured out. I mean, clearly Chris Paul got better with his foot. He had the foot problem.
He took the roid shots. He went to Jobu.
Morphine.
Baga went down to the freaking stream, throw him in the...
Alawai.
The Kalo, and make the crawfish eat him. I don't know.
Wow, this is really a Hawaiian episode.
I'm trying to connect these dots here, bro.
You're trying to speak very Hawaiian right now.
That's not even Hawaiian.
I know. That's why you're going in an ethnicity that I don't even know. But lots to be determined. Draymond Green. What about that? Let's talk about that guy.
What about
that douche?
Yeah.
Draymond Green with the dunk of the year. Harden dunking on Draymond Green and Draymond blowing the dunk.
Wow, what an idiot, bro. What a scrub, dude.
Tired of that guy.
Bro, Harden, man. He is one of the quick... Him and Chris Paul is like the quickest, slowest dudes. You know what I mean?
Oh.
They don't look very fast.
No, they don't.
They're elusive. And they get to the rim and then he's... Harden, you don't look at him as a... straight aggressive dunker, but damn, the dude can flush.
He's a strategist.
Nah, dude.
In the way he dribbles, right?
It's like, yeah, dude. I mean, I've never ever begged any of those cats. I just thought it was done because if Chris Paul's hurt, then I thought it was like going to be done. You know?
No, it's true. If Chris Paul's hurt, they do not win that game.
Yeah,
but thank goodness for Eric Gordon.
Something, bro. Even the guy do the Mr. Miyagi, bro. Like you do the little.
Might as well.
Boom.
Might as well.
But that's good though. I don't want to see a series, man. You know.
Oh, we got a series
every
now.
Time this happens, I just laugh at Golden State.
I laugh at them all the time anyway.
Because it's just to me, like...
I'm just tired of them. Right?
I'm just tired of Durant, bro.
Durant is a clown. Draymond is a
you
douche.
You know, the whole thing when people are like, you know, it's like work, right? You're going to go into a place with a better situation. It's like work. I'm like, no. But they were all... The thing is, when people are like, oh, you got to look at all the other super teams. But I'm like, nobody's ever...
Team ever did this. No Durant never did this.
Nobody ever went to a team that just won the championship. And that's the main... Everybody keeps saying, oh, but, you know, you went for a better situation to get more titles. Like, but then...
No.
Everybody created teams... To get titles. They already had
titles. We talked about this already.
Yeah.
The bottom line is this. You cannot compare this to what LeBron did.
Yeah.
Durant basically left right after that team beat them.
Yeah.
And instead of, let's not beat them, let's just join them kind of a thing. He's like, you know what? That's it. I'm out. And I joined that exact same team that whipped him.
Yeah.
That is the cowardice of this whole thing.
Yeah,
they were up 3-1 on the Warriors. And then they came back and beat Kevin Durant and OKC. And then what does Kevin Durant in retaliation joins them? What player would do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What player with any type of integrity would do that?
Yeah.
Not even these these kids you coach would probably do that. You guys get whipped by some team, and you can tell a coach, you gonna join that team now?
Oh, bro.
Coaching would say, hell no.
Fired.
Dad. Exactly. So that's the problem with that situation. That's the problem.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, all right. That's it. So, yeah. Too stressed out already. Okay. Sweating already. Okay. Next.
What else you did, bro? You went and go drink. You went and smoke. You went and eat.
I gave that up before the war.
Before the war.
On Sunday, we're not going to talk about that game, but we're going to talk about what happened on Saturday. I disc jockeyed somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I DJed.
What you had to do, bro?
At the saloon known as Encore Saloon. I was there Saturday for a private party.
Oh, private, bro. Oh, hoity-toity, bro.
Privates. It was a Filipino party yet again. The Filipinos. I tell you, there's something deep in my heart.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Filipino people. And I gravitate to them and they may gravitate to me. But
you gotta love them, bro.
There's a private party for this girl. My friend's friend. She got her master's.
Hey.
Husband decided to throw a surprise party.
Oh, surprise.
Yeah, it was a surprise party.
Bruh.
Always fun, the surprise party. Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Okay.
So, Encore, we're in the back in the courtyard area.
Right.
So, I set up over there. And I didn't know what kind of crowd it was going to be.
Sound system from Lawrence?
Sound system from myself. And I just plugged in. Because they have a Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay.
Technology, bro. So, then I go in. I plug in. I did not know who was going to be there. But then they said they wanted music similar to the music I played at Nobu. Which is the lounge R&B.
Okay, yeah.
Play the Slum Village and old
Slum Village old instrumentals.
Flat-free music. Yeah.
Flat-free music.
Exactly.
Hip-hop peepers.
So they come, people coming in.
Yeah.
And Filipinos are coming in.
Yeah, I love my people, bro.
And I thought, well, this is nice. So then they're coming in and, you know, and it's always an interesting, like, it's like they overdress for things because it's Encore. It's don't have to be super dressed up, but the girls decked out, ready to go. The girls dressed, decked out.
All the girls.
To the nines right there.
Wow, bro.
They're all looking good. The guys, they're looking ready.
For fight.
They look ready for fight, but they look ready for fight in a good way.
Oh, hey.
Like in a clean, like a Banana Republic.
These are young Filipinos.
No.
Well, older Filipinos.
These are older crowd.
Oh.
That's why they want to hear the old music. Oh, they want to hear all the 90s.
Okay.
That's why this kind of event, no problem. Because they want to hear all the old 90s.
Oh,
stuff.
Awesome, bro.
No, and Jay, don't walk away. And Sybil, don't make me over.
Oh, bro, there we go.
Play them on repeat.
Very good, bro.
So it was good to see. And then it was time for the surprise. Okay, so then they're all saying, okay, so she's coming. I get the message. Okay, she's coming. Okay. So everybody go to the side. Right. And they all stay by the side.
Right.
And then they all like this, waiting, like in a crouched position. Like literally, like they're ready to jump out.
Boomerang that thing.
I should have. And then, so then we're all waiting. And then we're like, okay, well, if they're all over there, how are they going to know she coming in? Because there's nobody there for signal, right?
Oh.
So then I'm thinking this behind the booth. And I'm just like sitting there just waiting because I don't really need to hide.
Yeah,
And then one guy goes, one of the guys on the side goes, hey, chef, you, excuse me. You know, like how a local guy will try to get somebody's attention. They don't know what to say, but then they think that you're listening, so they start off with the, hey, hey, and they, excuse me. They go into the polite after a while. So the chef was actually outside with me because he grills the meat outside.
Wow.
So there's a barbecue going on. Wow.
Okay. Right.
So then he calls, he keeps yelling at the guy. The guy is a Haole chef, so he doesn't get the local.
Yeah.
Look at me. Hey, I like talk to you.
Hey, bro.
So he's literally yelling this and screaming this to him like that. Hey, yo, bro.
What do you want?
He wants to say, can you give us a signal? She's coming. So I'm like, okay, I'm watching this. And I'm like, and I was ready to like tell him like, oh, he's talking to you, guy. But then he finally looked. And then he looks at him, okay, so yeah, can you give a signal? What would you like? What kind of signal? And then the chef's going, well, what do you think? Should I just put like a, raise my hand? No, it's too obvious, bro, too obvious. Then they're trying to figure out what kind of signal to give. And then finally they come up with something. I don't know, I checked out of the conversation.
Shaka.
I hope not. And then finally they came, and it was a great local surprise. Ah, surprise!
Like she was surprised?
Yeah.
Hey.
And it was good.
What did you play right there? Surprise!
Yeah, what did I? Good question. I don't know what I played. I did not want to play that. She wanted me to play the Post Malone graduation song.
Oh.
I didn't have it. Sorry, bro.
Oh.
I didn't have it.
You didn't have it?
What did I play? I don't know, but she just wanted all 90s R&B.
So what did you play when they said surprise?
It was quiet. It was still quiet. Oh. I didn't play like till like maybe a couple minutes after.
Oh.
Because then they're all like, oh, hey, you guys. Hey, you. Hey, you effers.
Well, you know why the chef didn't answer, right?
No.
Because usually people would have talked to him like that, like scrap.
That's true, yeah.
he's probably like, oh my god, what is this guy doing?
He wants to talk to him right now. Yes.
Hey, you.
The typical local fashion of getting something, instead of saying excuse me off the bat, you know, like excuse me, sorry, excuse me.
Hey, you're like, let me flashbacks.
So
flashbacks.
Successful party at nonetheless, though.
Piggy.
Bro, let me tell you something, okay? This goes out to advice to all of you out there listening to yourself. I humbly say this advice, okay? If you're good at something, never do it for free.
There you go, bro. Words of wisdom. There you go. DJ Zach Morris.
That's all I'm saying, bro. Not to toot my horn, but I'm just saying I had to play. It was from 5:30 to 8. And then the guy, I was about to close up, and then the guy gave me extra money to be like, can you play for another hour? I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm not doing nothing.
Truth, bro.
So they apparently they enjoyed. Everybody enjoyed. It was smooth sailing. Wow. And that was Saturday night.
Hey.
At Encore.
How did you finish 10?
Closing out 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, music out 9, pack up, and then go talk story, and then you have an adult beverage, and that's it.
Hey, hey.
That's it. And I ate.
Oh. You ate after?
I ate after, yes, at Encore Saloon. Yeah. Yes, the burger with the egg.
Oh, nice.
In case anyone's seeing that on the Instagram. And that's about it.
Oh, wow. What an action-packed little recap we had there, people.
And then don't forget this Friday, which you claim that you're coming, but you're not. This Friday again, Nobu, Honolulu. I'll be there DJing again. And you said, you claimed.
Try to come, bro. I'll try to come.
You
bro.
Claimed try means you're not going.
Try means you, I try,
you
bro.
You claim you're going to bring the wife.
Try and not told.
And celebrate something.
Walk away and I crumble.
Well, you better not walk away because you better park the car and go to that place, that establishment, Nobu Honolulu. Are you going to come? Are you? Can, I'm going to
try,
you,
bro. I'll try to see.
What does that mean? You're going to try.
The stars align, you know. If I get the bus pass, all right, ready.
You're not going to go.
If I find parking.
Get plenty
friends
parking.
Friends like the kind. Never have parked. They give you an excuse. Never have parking.
Yeah, that's a horrible excuse. You tell all those guys, shut up.
Oh, bro, I was trying for a car, but never have parking, eh? So,
that never works.
You know what? It's never like, you know, no need, eh?
No. Don't believe it. Don't believe that hype.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's Friday. This
Walking Dead. To talk about Walking Dead before we close out this segment.
Fear of Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Okay, we have some time. Yes.
Right. How many mics?
4.5.
This episode.
4.5. It's cliffhanger. Big time cliffhanger.
So you talk about it, bro. If you never watch them, never mind already. People getting shot, people dying. I don't care. Watch them.
What do you mean? You watch, yes. It's a great show.
Oh my God, what you think, bro? What's the
4.5 mics, big mics. Time cliffhanger. For the people that don't, we may be the only two guys watching this show.
We might be.
Everybody's checked out because of the whole Walking Dead
Everybody
being
like
checked out.
Walking Dead already.
Fear the Walking Dead pissed off a lot of people early on.
Yeah.
But then for the guys that hung in there, it gets better.
Yeah, you better.
Season 1 was garbage.
Yeah.
Season 2, trash.
Yeah. Season 3. Is this season 3 for now?
We're at season 4.
Season 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting better. I like it.
It's more entertaining. It's more cliffhangers. It's more straightforward storytelling.
But if you like Game of Thrones, they kill off people early.
Yes.
It's kind of like, Fear is kind of like that, where the husband died, remember?
Mm.
But what happened if he's not dead?
Mm. That's true.
Because maybe he got injured in the helicopter. Mm. Someone else scooped him up, and they'll find him later. I don't know.
There is that factor, yeah.
Did they ever find his body? Did they ever find the helicopter?
He just magically just disappeared.
That's what I mean.
A lot of cliffhangers.
Lost. He's on the island, bro.
It
kind of
is, yes. It kind of is. I gotta say, it's an entertaining show.
Yeah, I say like you can like it. You still catch up with it.
Yeah.
So I give it. Yeah, it's a good four mic.
Okay, good. And then before we go to break here, the contest. Okay, if anybody still cares.
Yeah.
It's May 30th is the deadline. Today is the 24th. Okay. We tape lunch with us.
Yeah. So you must YouTube subscribe.
Yes.
Right. And you must go on iTunes.
And write a review. Yeah.
And then if you want bonus points, you go down to Square Barrels.
Correct.
And take a picture.
Of you eating.
Eating.
Yes.
So you get 5 points.
You get 5 votes.
You get 5 votes. Yeah.
And then the winners, top 5 winners get the grab bag.
Yeah.
Of surprises.
Yeah.
And then the one winner
gets lunch with us.
They got to eat, bruh. I mean, you know what? I don't know how it gets, you know, that's pretty exciting. I tell you what, food, people got to eat, huh?
Hey, buggers got to eat.
So that's all I'm saying. That's it.
So enter. Make sure you check us out at Sleep Times Over Everything.
That is correct.
And shout out to our sponsors, Earl Kai McKee.
Yes, Square
Barrels. We don't know when yeah. opening their new location.
It's coming.
But we'll be there at the opening, hopefully, or yes. like do an episode in there.
Yes.
And check out the Square Barrels.
Square Barrels.
Get down there, eat the burger.
They have many whiskey dinners. They have many special dinners.
Right.
There's one tonight. That's going to be the wine dinner. But the Wagyu burger is ongoing. You got to go. You've tried that. I got it for you,
in fact. Thank you. Thank you, bro.
That's
you.
Right. You're welcome, bro.
You're the best.
You're welcome.
You the best, bro. You the man. No, you the man. Remember that? Remember back in the day?
Oh.
Oh, bro. You the man. No, you the man. No. You the man.
And then you go, your mama. And then that's it, right? And then scrap.
Yeah.
But a place that doesn't have scraps, Honolulu Club.
Yeah. Seventh floor, bro.
Seventh floor.
Scrap free.
Got to get you over there. I want to see you in there, a Hawaiian in there. What happened?
How much Hawaiians is there? Danny Clekini guaranteed there, right?
He's not there, bro.
Oh, not there.
Wow. He is not there.
Why isn't he there, bro?
He's up in Tantalus somewhere.
Karakai is there.
Karakai is not even Hawaiian.
Wow, bro.
Yeah, go figure.
Any Don Ho's kids is there?
Highly unlikely. Not even Mufi Anim in there.
Seventh floor. Shout out to the club.
Yeah. Seventh floor lounge. All right, let's get out of here.
Woo! Sleep time's over. Season 8, episode 3. We're the Hawaiians.
That's right.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Sleep time's over. Shirts is now back in stock. The copier is now at 2009 South King Street, which you should already know is a light sleeper shop. Or go online, 24 hours, open 24 hours, like 7-Eleven on Kamoku. Is there 7-Eleven on Kamoku? Anyway, shop.lightsleepers.net. Sleep time's over tees and comes with a free sticker. Sleep time's over. Woo.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Oh, hold up. You know I come around and rock it.
I said, oh my God, oh my God.
Crime, word up. You know I come around, come around.
They say, oh my God, oh my God.
You know I come around and rock it.
Word up.
I write for Sean Price and Dilla, my mic is Thriller. My ratchet blows is trapping souls like Bryson Tiller. They sprayed the crib, left lead in the awnings, and that's the very thing that gets me out of the bed in the morning. I got the bread in the corner, got my career in the sauna. I got no fear, dishonor. I bled and lived through trauma. First the fat boys break up, then Bow Wow retires, and now y'all disrespecting the king. I come through there with the street sweeper for claiming they doing dirt and get to just disinfecting the scene. I'm what you call the epitome.
Sleep time's over, season 8, episode 3, cuz.
Where the Hawaiians?
Where the Hawaiians?
Or, where the Hawaiians?
Oh, boy, you seen Hawaiians?
Huh? What?
What? What?
Nah.
Nah. What?
Why?
What?
Who?
Nah.
Hey, you. Oh, yeah.
For real.
Hey, excuse me.
Hey, seen Hawaiians? Hey, what? Seen Hawaiians?
Here's an underrated word local people say. You know, I don't really know if this pertains to me, you know. I don't know if this really going to pertain to what we're trying to do.
The Hawaiians, they try to sound like, you know, a little bit.
You've heard that before, right?
I pertain. I mean,
in the news, like when they interview a Hawaiian on the news.
Maybe that's just the
times I
pertain.
The local way of just trying to, like, you know.
Does this pertain to you?
Upsell the situation.
You're trying to upsell me.
Bro, you're pertaining.
You're trying to sell something for me.
I don't know if I've ever heard pertaining, bro.
I've heard that on the news. They talk to the local people and go, you know, I really don't know if this really going to really speaks to the community and if this pertains to us. How's that?
That's pretty good.
Is that pretty good? Bad, really? I'm touched. That's pretty good.
I don't know. Chelsea says our pigeon is terrible.
You know what?
But you gotta wait. Because she works in Nanakuli.
You know, you cannot compare Nanakuli to Makali right here because it's different worlds, brah. This is all I know. This is in my blood. Okay?
That's true.
This is what I know. All right? Sue me. Don't fire me. I'm already fired.
Sue you for How's what?
That? Yeah, I don't know. Sue me for what? This is going to get really ridiculous. Okay.
Anyway.
You have
take
topics.
Take time. Waste time.
You have the topics today.
Get the topics.
So you're going to throw out the topics for what?
Here we go.
Here we go. Let's go.
NBA rookie teams got announced.
Okay.
Take time. Waste time. Bruh.
Thanks. We know at least three of them who's going to be on there.
Right.
Give me the five.
Five. Donovan Mitchell.
Right. Ben Simmons.
From the Mormons of Utah.
Right.
Jason Tatum. From the Guidos of Boston.
Correct.
I'm trying to get all five with some different verbiage.
Just going
to
keep it.
Ben Simmons from the Broken Bells of Philadelphia.
Okay.
Kyle Kuzma.
Yep.
from the I give the key to the city to the porno stars of Hollywood, Los Angeles.
Okay.
Just heard that in the news.
I got it. I agree with that. I agree with all of these, by the way.
And Lori Markin.
I agree with that one, too. From
Jordan Still Rules the City.
Yes.
Chicago Bulls.
Markkanen.
Markkanen.
Yes.
Chicago from Bulls. Arizona, I think he was.
I don't watch college ball. Yeah. So the all five, that's I agree. So for that.
Woo! And then this, okay, I don't.
What?
I agree on this. I agree on the second team. But do you agree that Lonzo Ball should have made the team? Second team.
He was injured most of the year.
So why is he in the second team?
There was probably not enough guys that really did anything.
So John Collins.
All right.
Josh Jackson.
Okay.
Dennis Smith Jr. Is that Dennis Smith's son?
Dennis Smith from the Denver Broncos?
No, Dennis Smith.
Dennis Smith was Dennis Smith on Denver Broncos.
Is that related at all?
I do not know that one. I would not be surprised if they're using Dennis Smith Jr.
Oh, okay.
But there was a Dennis Smith. There's probably a lot of Dennis Smiths.
Yeah, sure.
But the Dennis Smith I remember is the cornerback from, or the safety from Denver Broncos.
See, I was like, I knew there was another Dennis Smith somewhere in professional sports, but maybe you're the one. Yeah.
Probably that.
Okay, Bogdan, blah, 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 blah.
Great. Come on, Hawaiian. What is it?
It's not Hawaiian.
Bogdanovich.
Bogdanovich or whatever.
Bogdanovich. Come on.
Who's he playing for? I forget already, bro.
Oh, shoot.
Anyway. Do you agree with the
Nets? I don't agree with Lonzo being there.
I don't know why. You probably don't have people.
Lonzo is good. I'm not rating him off, but he's too injured.
Take time, waste time. Get rid of him or keep him.
If they're trying to get LeBron, they better get rid of him.
Get rid of him, bro.
You're going to have to get rid of him.
Who takes his ace?
I'm not writing off him yet. I think he has potential to be good. Yeah. But it's the package that... The overall package that comes when you trade for this guy.
He's been silent pretty well. Pretty chill.
Well, because he hasn't been playing, and then the Lakers are out, you know. So he's like laying low. He's selling his bottled water.
His bottled water now?
You didn't see this? It's like $300 a bottle.
What's inside there? Sweat.
Big Baller Brand Sweat. Yes.
What the heck, brah?
Anybody out there, can you give us information on where to get the Big Baller Brand shirt? I'm trying to find this. I even sent my longtime close personal friend, Corey Love.
Hey, there you go.
He was in L.A. He was trying to find this.
I did, too.
You were trying to find this. He went to Staples Center thinking they would have it in Staples Center. Nope. They did not. Now, that is pretty interesting that they didn't even have it in Staples Center.
Wow.
So, please, anyone, I would like to get a shirt.
Yeah.
Still yet.
Hopefully, you may get it for you for Christmas or something.
No, thanks. Mm-hmm. So, yes, that's a good roster for the first, second.
Yeah, man. That's one of the dopest rookie teams.
It's a good rookie team, yes.
I mean, that could be... Put that team together? Whoa.
Well, put that team together and then wait 5 years.
Yeah.
Then that'll be pretty dominant.
Put that team together, it'll be consistent conference finals.
Not now.
Dude, these guys right here? Yeah, I think so.
45 wins.
Guarantee make it out of the...
They'll make it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh, but guarantee. Like as a 7 seed, 6 seed.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, next.
Yes, what do you got?
Moving along to NFL. They set a ruling across the board saying that now when you play the national anthem, you have to stand. And if you don't stand, you have to go into the locker room and stay there.
Okay.
Take time, waste time.
Right.
Can, no can.
Okay, we'll take time on this one.
Okay.
So you see what, if we read between the lines of what's going on.
Okay, what's the lines, bro? I see middle fingers. That's all I see, bro.
No, well, NFL took a hit last year.
Right.
A big hit financially because of this whole thing.
Yeah.
People boycotting, people turning it off.
Yeah.
So they had to do what they had to do. And this is like, hey, this is on our time. This is NFL time.
Yeah.
Players, you do this on your own personal time. You're costing us money.
Yeah.
It all comes down to money.
Money, of course.
They're losing money.
Yeah.
They got to go at it. You got to stand up. If you don't want, stay in the back.
Yeah.
No more of this controversial stuff, Freddie.
Right.
Because you're costing us fans. NFL's fans are dwindling.
Yeah.
You got to. This is damage control. Straight up. That's it.
So you think that's a good answer to everything?
Yeah, no choice. There's no choice. You can't continue on with the path of saying, you guys can do whatever you want.
Yeah, because they're not going to get rid of the national anthem.
They're not going to get rid of
the National Football League.
You're not going to happen.
AFL, NFL, CFL.
That's part of all sports.
USFTL.
That's part.
Hello.
So it's strictly financial deal, damage control situation.
Yeah, I'm cool with it, dude. Because it's like, if you weren't going to stand up or you're going to need. You might as well stay in the locker room, right?
Stay in the locker room. You have that option. At least it's not like we're forcing you all to stand up. You have to stand up no matter what. You can go in the back.
So who's going to be the donkey that comes out and doesn't stand?
He's going to be a total idiot if he does that. He can get fined, suspended.
To me, just stay in there. Stay in the tunnel. Wait.
He's breaking NFL policy, breaking NFL rules. That's like a job.
Yeah.
He's breaking job rules.
Right.
So whoever does that is a damn fool.
Because I know when I was teaching, substituting, I was teaching within a federal contract, so blah, blah, blah. We couldn't talk about religion.
That's fair enough.
Right? Because you don't want to be like, I'm like Baha'i or Buddhist.
No, right.
You're preaching Buddhist. Well,
but it's in the workplace.
Wu-Tang, Shaolin things, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a work. So like me being a Christian, I understand. I'm not going to go and I'm working.
Yeah.
This is what I do.
Correct.
Right. If I bump into my students outside of work.
Correct.
Go ahead, bro.
Outside of work, you guys can talk any kind. You guys can talk religion, talk politics, can talk about the sex, can talk about the drugs, can talk about...
Smoke the drugs.
Liquids. The drugs. Yeah, wetness, whatever you want to talk about. Dryness, whatever you want to do. Okay? But it's in the work force. This is a job.
Right.
They are working.
Yeah.
That's it.
They own it.
That's it. Right. They own it, yes.
Okay, take time, waste time. Yeah. Will, what's his name, ever get a job again as a quarterback, starting quarterback?
Well, with this new rule, I don't think so. That's it. He's already been blackballed, which I don't like saying that term, but it's sad because he can still play.
Yeah.
And he's literally just, these owners are just shying away from this situation.
Right. Didn't Seattle want to pick him up?
And then you just don't hear anything after that. Yeah. Baltimore wanted to pick him up. You don't hear anything after that. Or you can look at it this way. Because of this ruling, that now they don't have to worry about people forcefully sitting down, maybe he can get a job knowing now the fact, okay, just go in the back.
But he keeps stating that he feels like he's a starting quarterback.
One thing at a time, bro.
Yeah, seriously.
Just get on the roster.
Yeah, get on the roster, bro.
And then go from there. So that's the thing with Kaepernick. He's still good, but then his mindset still, he has a little bit of arrogance still. He's got to realize, he don't want a job.
Yeah.
He's got to play the game to get himself back in on a roster so he can claim that he's a starting quarterback again. Right. He's not even playing.
Yeah.
So he got to cut that back, cut the arrogance back.
Yeah. Freestyle topic, bro. I just thought of something.
Okay.
Johnny Manziel, take time, waste time, has joined the CFL, right? But the funny part about it is he joined the team where the head coach is. Let me get this up. June Jones, brah. Take time, waste time.
June Jones coaches one druggie to the next.
I think
Colt Brennan to
Manziel. I really do believe like he takes it as a challenge.
Right.
Because even Devon Best, right?
Yeah.
He went back on the drugs, but I mean, you know what I mean? Like, even he was a problem child. Grice Mullins, you know.
He pulls all these problem dudes, childs. Yeah,
and he makes them successful.
All right, I think
if he can pull this Manziel off.
That'll be his greatest feat yet.
And get him back into the league?
I don't know about that one, but if he can get something out of him for CFL, that's a success story.
But he got to beat Jeremiah Masoli. Remember Jeremiah Masoli?
Jeremiah from where?
He's from Hawaii. He was from St. Louis. And I think he played at Oregon.
Okay.
Yep.
And he is the current starting quarterback.
June Jones, just stick with the Polynesians, bro.
He had Colt Brennan.
Stick with the Polynesians, stick with the Hawaiians.
Right. Well, this will be his greatest test yet. And this will obviously be the last shot. Maybe after
for
this.
Manziel.
For Manziel. Right. After this would be like Arena League. Go figure. He should do well in Arena League too. Let's just see. It's all wait and see, but this is his last shot. He's got the best coach to do it.
Yeah, oh, totally.
June Jones is the best coach for him.
Yeah. Because he knows how to like take his problem child.
Right. All right, what we got?
I can't wait for that. That's my favorite CFL team.
Great.
Shout out to Chad Owens.
Great.
Okay, here we go. More crazy Holly kids shooting them up, bro. Shoot them up. Now, yeah.
That's horrible to say.
Cypress Hill,
yeah. From the what soundtrack?
Shoot them up, Juice.
Correct.
Okay, 17 year old, Texas. Shot 10 people.
Yep.
Freaking sucks. But the dad was saying that it's unlike him. It wasn't his guns, the dad's guns. And he felt like his son was getting bullied by the football team, by all these people.
Well, I thought it wasn't because of girls. Like, he was getting shafted by girls or something.
I mean, he was shafted by girls. I read this, like, the Reddit on top of Hawaiianus now.
Okay. Okay. So, bullied. Bullying classic girls. Story.
Yeah, all of the typical stuff.
Right.
Despite the chicks, the football dudes giving you a hard time.
Okay.
But the crazy part is, and I quote, he spared the kids, I quote, the kids who were good kids so they could tell his story.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Okay.
So, what is your take on that?
Bottom line, we say it's the, we blame the parents, bad parenting, what have you. I really think it comes down to people need to communicate with each other more, and that's how it's going to solve mental illness. Meaning, I think everyone should see a therapist. I think literally everyone. Because think of it, it's not because we're crazy. It's just talking about, you get to weigh out your issues, weigh out your problems. Everybody's got issues, first of all, right? You got issues, I got issues, we all got. And we need to get them discussed in a way that we don't, a perspective we don't know about.
Yeah, you start a podcast.
That's how this works, doesn't it?
Hey, issues out
but
there.
But I firmly believe that, okay? Like, because say for yourself, you have issues with business,
right?
Family, just overall, just where you're going, where you're headed, future.
Right.
That's perfect for to see someone to talk about with,
right.
A neutral party.
Right.
So then they can get you to think things and see things that you maybe couldn't see from talking to just friends or what have you. So that's what I say for these high school kids that are trying to figure themselves out and are too afraid to tell their parents because they're in that adolescent phase where there's like, you know, F mom, F dad, I know everything. If we can get them in some type of a counseling situation where they can talk no holds barred with somebody about stuff like this, maybe that'll get them to get their mind off of just, it's either I kill them or that's it.
It's just how does it get from like, I'm getting bullied, mom and dad, to I'm going to kill everybody, mom and dad?
Anger.
Right?
Straight
but the
up
whole
anger.
Thing, I think it comes on, okay, so I was talking to a customer about this very topic.
Huh?
And we just started talking about it. And I was like, he probably did, well, hopefully he told somebody, right? I'm getting bullied. The chicks are like not liking me. I smell like peanut butter sandwiches or bologna.
But do you tell somebody?
No, that's what I mean. Do kids do that?
I don't think they do.
Some do, some don't, right?
Right.
Okay. Then it's the teacher's responsibility as a teacher to reckon. Because, dude, when I was a teacher, I could tell who was the bullies. I could tell who was the timid kids.
Yeah.
I could tell who was the athlete punk guys. I could tell who was like the sped kids. You know, the kids that, you know, need a little more attention and learning. Dude, instantly, I walked into the room. First hour, I knew already what everybody was. Like, dude, that's the punks.
Did you?
That's the jocks.
And you talked to each and every one of these students?
Well, I was only a substitute.
Well, you was a sub.
Yeah. So, but I knew who they were, right?
Right.
And already, with a substitute, they already let loose.
Okay.
So, they're going to... So, I think as a teacher, but then it came down to the teachers don't get paid enough, right? So, since teachers don't get paid enough... Are they going to take the extra step to help the kid get bullied, right? They'd be like, bruh, just tell your parents, go see the counselor, right?
Right.
Like, oh, Mr. Right. White.
They do have counselors.
Like, you know, the football guys is picking on me. Like, oh, man up, boy.
But see,
Texas too, right? Like, Texas football.
But then, right, so then you have that. And then you have, if they even want to go to the counselor.
Yeah.
These kids are probably not even going to go to the counselor.
Yeah, because then people find out.
They just want to go
counselor.
Home.
You'd be like, oh, bro, well, you went to the counselor.
Who are you telling? Who are you tattletaling on?
What?
And then the kids just want to go home. They just want to run home because they don't want to deal with these people. So it needs to be some type of a mandatory situation.
So they just get the gats and start to spray.
Oh, Rob. You, MC Ren already.
I'm just saying.
Well, but that's what I mean. They're going to these extreme measures because they're angry. They don't know. They don't have any outlet to release their anger or their thoughts.
No in-between steps before it gets to
exactly. That's what needs.
Zero to a thousand
real quick. Look, they got rid of PE. They got rid of home economics.
They got rid of art.
They got rid of art.
Okay, talking to another artist that came in here.
Yeah, art programs are going down. So if you can get rid of that, why don't you put funding in therapy?
Yeah.
In mandatory, you go once a week.
Yeah.
Therapy, like small group or one-on-one if you can possibly pull that off.
Do you even have home ec anymore?
They got rid of home ec.
Bruh.
That's why kids now are different. Like, they don't know how to tie a tie or sew or even cook, right? Those change a tire, right? Simple things like that. So this is
write
a different check. Write a check, for example. Write in script, maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
Right? But that's the problem.
Wow.
Things have changed. We got to realize things have changed. And that's what's leading to this generation of this kind of shootings randomly.
We got to blame it trickles not all into the government.
In a way.
right?
School funding.
School funding.
Right. Not paying the teachers enough.
Yeah.
Teachers should be paid.
Yeah. What they're worth. Not having enough teachers.
Yeah.
Not having enough programs for the kids, because you can't just teach them math and be like, shoot.
Right. Right.
Right. You got to balance out the creativity, right? Like.
So we need to see, we need to look at the stats of what, where these school shootings are, what is the average household income?
Yeah.
What is the demographic of race? Yeah. Clearly, it's like a lot of these white schools.
Yeah.
But we need to look at the income and are the private schools.
Well, because you know why? They don't report the black schools.
You guess. That's right. Exactly. That's right.
So they're like, oh,
exactly.
Look at this, America.
Oh, this is tragedy. This is tragedy because our white people are getting shot.
Yeah.
It's been going on every day.
And it's like, bro, every day someone getting shot, bro. But, and it's not even, and it's, and the funny part is, in that case, it's over nothing.
Right.
You look at me wrong, bam.
Right. It's a lot of that.
Right? Like, you hear it in hip-hop. I mean, we always heard it in hip-hop. We don't experience it here. Here's more hand, fist-to-face, you know, still yet.
Well, the moment it, God help us, it does happen here. In Hawaii,
you're gonna
see a big. If there happened, if there was, if I don't want to, you know, but I'm just saying, if a school shooting were to happen on Oahu, all hell gonna break loose. You're gonna see a lot of panic, and then you're gonna see a lot of frustration.
But see, the thing is, the reason why I think it hasn't happened is Hawaii is different, as in a society.
Oh, right, yes,
as in that whole quote unquote friggin' Ohana.
Right.
It's like, because I was talking to another customer about this. I said, if someone comes into my shop. A young dude, right? High school, middle school, Washington. And they look like disturbed, right? Oh, how's it, bro? What? How's your day, bro? You know, I just automatically, I'm like, bro, you good or what, bro? What? You know what I mean? And then even if they're about to, like, fight the dude, kill somebody, kill himself, whatever it is, at least one dude that they don't even know who I am showed interest of, like, caring for him, right?
Yeah.
And that might make the difference to be like, okay.
Right.
You know, maybe I'm going to, you know what I mean? So I think in Hawaii, we do that. Even when you go to the store, you know, like the one auntie helping you at times.
Right.
You buy your steak plate.
Right.
Having a crappy ass day. You're like, oh, how you doing, honey? Like, oh, you need lunch. And, you know, oh, right. I feel a little better now, you know? That's why, I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why Hawaii
doesn't have,
because we are way more like family oriented or like aloha.
Right.
So I think that trickles down, even if it's the smallest touch of like,
oh,
bro, have a good day. Oh, take that, like, you know. And let's say you're about to like road rage and freaking like run somebody over or something.
Right. People are more calm, more caring.
We're caring in general to strangers.
In just general, right. Yeah. And that's a big factor too, because what happens, this guy feels alone.
Right.
Sinks deeper and deeper into being alone. Right. Nobody cares for him. No one likes him. Nothing. Parents don't understand him. Right. And leads to... He has no outlet to tell this to anyone.
So were you in high school? Did you even see bullying to a point where you throw in the garbage can, beat up the nerds? Did you even witness that in Hawaii high school?
Very rarely.
Right. Very I was thinking rarely. About that too. Like
people yelling, but nothing, no action.
Like we had, like back when I was in middle school, we had Bloods and Crips.
Yeah.
And the worst it got was harassment for money.
Yeah.
The bigger Soleil kids would be harassed for money. That's it. Like they wouldn't beat us up.
Right.
Right. And I never see anybody get thrown in a trash can.
Right.
Like, I see people get teased.
Yeah, just teasing.
Teasing is like that in general. But I never see like the major ones where...
Fighting.
Yeah, fighting.
Blood.
Yeah. It was all scraps because more alpha male scraps.
Right, right. Things have changed though.
Well, yeah, things have changed. I mean, I'm just saying Hawaii, we're not like...
Well, plus it's a softer generation, as we've always talked about, right?
That's why they go straight to the gun.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's true, because they don't know none of that else. They don't kind of tie their shoe. They kind of make cookies.
They're upset and they don't know how to do. They don't know what to do. So they're like, they figure, okay, my dad got a gun.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? F all these guys.
That's what happened.
That's it.
His dad's guns.
Right.
And he just straight out went buck.
Major problem. Major problem.
Tough, bro.
Oh, I tell you.
Tough, bro.
Very complex problem.
Okay, anyway.
Oof.
Moving on.
What is after that?
Royal wedding. Take time, waste time.
Oh, we go from highs.
To the lows.
To the lows here.
Yep.
Okay. Did you watch this?
Nope.
Okay.
The most I watched is when, shout out to DJ Mike D, he posted that he put
Coming to America,
Queen-to-be, over the wedding. And I said, oh, I got to repost this.
Okay.
So I reposted it. You know how many dang likes that thing got? Over 4,000. I've never had a post over 400. Well, I did, but like four, it might even be at like 6 or 7 right now. Like on some crazy like.
You know what?
But I don't care. I don't.
All I'm going to say is this, and then we move on.
Yeah, 4,900 views.
That's too many waste time views, bro. Let me just say this. This thing was at 2 in the morning, right? 1 in the morning, England time, right. Live.
I'm okay? Watching the news right now. ESPN.
So I didn't want to watch this because I could give a damn.
I don't care. Right?
I don't give a damn. I hear about it after the fact that she's like a mixed race woman.
A black boy.
Right. So then they had they catered it to, like, they had a gospel, and then they had a African-American minister.
Oh, cool.
So that's like, okay. Right. So, right. So I had a break from work, and I posted this on Facebook in my rant.
Right.
Which I know which you Facebook is follow, for. Which is four. I go home, middle of the day. I see, as I'm scrolling through the TV, I see them replaying the royal wedding. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to take a look and see what the hell is this.
They replayed it.
They replayed it. On BBC, of course. Because that's all they show, probably. That and Benny Hill.
That and Doctor Who.
Doctor Who is right. So I turn this thing on. The minister is going on, right? This guy takes about like half an hour, 45 minutes, rambling on. It sounded like some infomercial to go join Word of Life.
Oh, wow, bro.
He wasn't even talking about the marriage. He wasn't talking about love. Nothing.
It was long. They stood there that long.
They're sitting. They were ready for this long speech. Oh, sit down, everybody.
Hey, shout out,
they
bro.
Cut to Prince Charles. Prince Charles falling asleep, bro. He said, forget it. All these guys in the crowd said, forget it. Who is this guy? He's trying to make a name for himself, this minister. Going into this long tirade of love and how Jesus went over here and Jesus went over there, but it has nothing to do with love, but now here comes love. And it was 40 minutes. Insane. Insane.
You watched it. You got stuck.
I got stuck.
Oh, bruh.
Because I just wanted to see, how is this guy going to go into like the vows? When are the vows going to happen?
They're sitting down, though. That's crazy.
They're sitting down. And then they move in, then they had another choir sing, exactly. And then they had some more singing.
The Charles Gambino came with the girl. Brrr.
And then, that is horrible. As Lando. And then finally they had the guy do the vows. And then they said something that was kind of odd.
Wait,
in the vows.
Same guy?
No, they brought another guy.
Oh, what the heck?
There's a million guys staffed for this thing. Okay. Wow. Then they brought this guy out to do the vows. And then he says something that I've never heard in vows before. He said, I wish for a marriage, husband and wife. Say husband and wife. So he goes in there and he says something about bodies. Like he says, he, you know, repeat after me, you know, do death do us part.
Thou things of that nature. Thy body.
Thou shalt give my body to you.
Whoa.
I'm like, is that what they say? Correct me if I'm wrong, everyone out there.
Got married in dang England, cause
take my body. Shoot. I'm like, well, whoa. I didn't understand what that was about. That caught me by surprise.
Take it to my body, you take it. Your body.
My body, your taketh.
Rock my body.
And right?
Body rock.
For old time's sake.
Oh, nice.
So I turned it after that. That's all I gotta say about this wedding.
Never mind, bro.
Waste time, never mind.
Can.
Get out of here.
Hip hop peepers. Anyway, keep moving on.
There we go, let's go.
The lava bombs, bro. Brought a man.
Shattered.
Brother was over there. Local holly brother. Taking care of the houses.
You got shattered.
I gotta take care. I'm gonna take care of you guys' house. No worry, boo. I'm gonna get my kind, my pig truck. Go over there. No worry, bro. Just make sure. What was he doing?
Yeah, what was he doing out there?
So, the house is empty.
Yeah.
So, he said, I will take care of the houses.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
So, what? The lava bomb comes
water
in.
Water the yard?
Hold on, make sure the manga don't get a fire.
I like make the plants grow still, huh?
Maybe metal pellet or make the kind, aloe vera, silver sword.
Natural antiseptic. Come on, auntie. Why was he there?
He said he was taking care of the houses. Helping out his neighbors.
Waste time.
There, and the way that the news portrayed it, they showed a hole in the roof. So I am assuming just to the inferences, the freaking lava bomb came through the roof, and a bugger went hit his leg, folded that bugger. He said that the bugger went pat.
Unreal.
And they took him to the hospital, put the metal rods, and he should be okay.
Unreal. Lucky bugger.
Bruh, I mean.
To say the least.
I want to see his foot, though. Yeah. Not now, but I wanted to see.
Right.
That would have been pretty awesome.
Lucky bugger.
Lava bomb.
Yeah. Shattered.
Oh, but what you going to do, bro? Hey, you
unreal.
Go, you know, since no more cows in the field for teeth, you go, hey, chase lava bombs, bro.
I can go check the house.
Go check the house, eh?
Check the house.
Hey, what's up for the lava bombs, eh, honey?
You know, it's just hear people that check the house. I'm going, I'll be back a little bit. Go check the house, come back. You're not doing nothing, bro.
You smoke the
You're just going to go smoke, make shishi, and then go.
Well, I check the house if you're like, You ever check the house because you think you might have forgot the lock, something?
Okay, that takes about 10 seconds to do. You go and to the door, you wiggle the door.
Your stove too.
You see, off? Okay, turn off, wiggle the door. Done. That's all you need to do. Yeah. No need water the plants.
Oh, honey, I'm going to go. There's this sulfur dioxide stay polluting right now.
Check for termites. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to make sure we get 10, eh?
Check for swordfish. Forget it. Check the house.
You know what we should do? We should tent the house now for termites.
Tint the house.
This thing empty already, eh?
Exactly right.
Two birds, one lava bomb.
You like it solar? I mean, come on.
Hey, we put the solar now. You choke heat, eh?
Put the paddle. Yeah.
Then when we come back, we're going to choke electricity.
Plenty of electricity, hot water.
All day.
Oh, waste time. Get out of there.
Oh, okay.
Next.
Oh, God. We had too much fun on a lava bomb.
I don't know. It might be too much.
Waikiki Beach Boys, bro. The Hawaiians down there, over there. Kanikapila, living low Friday every day.
Yeah. Shout out to I know a Waikiki Beach Boy.
Oh, you do? Great, bro.
And shout out to King Homalahia.
Oh.
Malu. I used to work with him in valet.
Oh, serious? Yeah. His name's King.
Well, he calls himself King.
Oh.
Malu Holomalahia.
The lead. And
yeah. He was always
Homaluhia.
Good guy, local guy. He looks like a Guido, but he's Hawaiian.
Yeah.
I worked with him valet, Moana Surf Rider. Guy, shout out. Shout out Tanner Henderson.
How many jobs you had? You're Jamaican, bro.
That's why I relate to the Filipinos. You see?
Well, yeah, true.
You see how that works? But yes, shout out Tanner. Okay. Shout out to King Homaluhia.
Oh.
Tanner listens to the show, by the way. He's the singer of Chant. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So we used to work at the valet, and he was a beach boy during the day, and then he'd valet at night. So he would always tell me he would make choke money.
Right.
I say choke. So we fast forward to now. Problems arise. Corporate America.
Corporate, brah. Yes. So I guess the contract was up. The beach boys were independent, contracted.
Yeah.
And they did their thing.
Yes.
They wear any kind of tank top. They wear the kind of surf shorts, sleepers. Go eat, play lunch, rainbows. Check out the Hawaiianese, any kind, right?
Right.
Then, boom, contract is up. I'm trying to figure out, did anybody representing the Beach Boys even go for the contract?
Who?
I never heard, right?
Was there a negotiation?
Yeah. Was there somebody representing the Beach Boys?
Right.
And they battled, who's the dudes that they took it? Ocean... Oh, Dive Oahu.
Okay.
So Dive Oahu won it.
Okay.
So Dive Oahu was like, hey, we won on fair and square. Like, what? You know what I mean?
Right.
So the Beach Boys is complaining like, oh, we don't want to work for you. Because Dive Oahu stated that they want to give drug tests.
Right.
You can leave that one with a little space there for people to like fill in the blank.
Yeah, raise your eyebrows there.
Yeah. Uniforms.
Right? Yes, uniforms are mentioned.
And there'll be employees now, so they'll get benefits. Dental, medical, free slippers, kamaboko slippers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, extra water.
You get the kind of mat, the beach
lemon
mat.
Lemon in the water, beach mat, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So, I'm trying to figure out, one, did the Hawaiians or did the Beach Boys have a representative there when the bidding was going on?
Right.
Two, if you lost the bidding, what do you really want? Do you not want to live a lifestyle under the... I'm employed now?
That's basically what it sounds like.
They just want to be like, I'm going to be late. And like, they don't want to punch out.
That's what it sounds like. Yes.
Right.
That's exactly what it sounds like. But that's on the surface. So I don't know if there's any underlying factors of what this company's doing.
Like, maybe if they stole the contract. Or maybe the Beach Boys. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, what's going on? Like, did the Beach Boys win it? And all of a sudden, in the last minute, they're like, "Phew, sorry, guys. You know, Dive Wahoo won." And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, did they get denied
that's
something?
What I mean. Yeah, yeah. So that's what I'm trying to figure out that end. But to me, bruh, you try to do this judge thing, take it to the court. They said no. Like, I mean, it's kind of a touchy subject.
It's a touchy subject because it seems like we don't know a lot about it. It's like either we just support the Beach Boys because of tradition. I understand.
Yeah, no, totally, bruh.
Of course. We want to keep things tradition and not make Waikiki a total corporate thing that it's becoming. But what led to this? Right. Why did they lose their contract all of a sudden?
Why can't it be... Dive Oahu presents the legendary, so that you would present it as a Dive Oahu owned, but you'd say like, you know, make a new sign, new stand, right? Because if we're jazzing everything up, make one, the legendary Waikiki Beach Boys, boom, right?
Right.
And then from there, the uniforms, you go hit up Quicksilver, you hit up Defend Hawaii, you know, whatever. You tell them, okay, we need board shorts, we need tank tops, rash guards. So they all be uniform, but it's all supporting Hawaiian local businesses. You look sharp. Well, you're looking good in the water, bro.
In logic, that makes sense. But these corporate guys, they don't think that way.
No, it felt like the Hawaiians didn't even, the Beach Boys.
Oh, maybe, and then.
They're just like straight up, what? You taking our job? F you guys.
Yeah.
Right? More than like, okay, so we lost. Do we fight this thing or can we work together?
Right. Right?
Did they propose like, okay, you guys are going to make us wear uniforms.
Right.
Okay, we want to wear tank tops. We want to make sure that the thing is spot. You know, let's get these local brands in. You know what I mean? Think out of the box.
Right.
So both can have their way. Plus, bruh, being a Beach Boy, your skin all hamajang.
Yeah.
Cancer is a high risk, right? Skin Prune. Cancer, bruh.
Prunish.
So having health insurance.
Raisins. Yeah.
Is a good thing, bruh.
I think it just comes down to people don't like change. That's what it sounds like. People just don't like change. They like the things the way they are. That's Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of the Hawaiian episode, that's Hawaii.
Yeah, trust me, bro. I knew I worked.
We're conservatives.
But we are very
this
much.
This is a conservative state that's hidden as a Democratic state.
Yeah.
Because we don't like change. Whenever new business comes, what do we say? Oh, it's going to cause traffic. We don't know. We don't want to see this new building. They don't like progression.
And then when we do change, it's like the wrong change.
Yeah, we do the wrong change.
The rail. What the heck, bro?
Bike lanes.
God.
That sums it up. It's a complex one again.
I just want to know if it was a crooked deal. That's it.
It might be.
Like, did Dive Hawaii, like, crookedly get it? Then I can see the uproar.
Besides that,
man, like, you know, bro, that's life, bro. Like, I don't know what else to say.
What it is. I mean,
I've been at jobs where I worked there 15 years and it got acquired 3 times.
Right.
You know what I mean? And all the Filipinos that I work with.
Right.
You know, because they were the service workers. Right. All part of that.
Right.
But they just stuck their head in the grindstone and took it. You know what I mean?
Corporate world again. Look at International Marketplace. Look at Lure Street.
Yeah.
When Lure Street changed, oh God, this is ruining the Waikiki we know of. I'm sorry, but I don't really want to go back to the old Lure Street.
I like the Lure Street now.
Lure Street is fine. I don't want to go see all bad people getting fight. And then you get Kuhio. They change in Kuhio. Of course you got to change Kuhio. Look what's going on. You get that strip club. What was that?
Pure Platinum, whatever.
No, was that the one?
Or the one, Black Cat or whatever.
Alley Cats.
When they're killing people.
Yeah, killing people randomly over there. Yes, you got to get rid of that.
Get rid of that, bro.
But that's the progression can be good and bad.
Yeah.
And that's...
We still don't got all the facts. And I don't know if we ever know it.
I'd like to buy more facts on this. So I think we should get more facts on
this. B-Boy Key B-Boys.
Hey,
shout out to my Key B-Boys.
They're there. Yeah, they're there.
My Key Beach Boys.
Rada David.
All B's, bro.
King Holm out here.
Shout out. And that's pretty much all the topics I got.
Oh, that's all we got? Okay. Yeah, well, there you go. Because the camera ran out.
Oh, there you go.
Memory card's full again.
All right. So sleep time's over. Season 8, episode 3. Where are the Hawaiians, bro?
Oh, they're everywhere.
At the beach.
Yeah.
At the beach.
Don't you go anywhere. Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Yo, Inz, let's do this.
Color. I am a nightmare walking, psychopath talking, king of my jungle, just a gangster stalking, living life like a firecracker, quick as my fuse, vendettas of death, back the colors I choose, red or blue, cuz of blood, it just don't matter, sucker died for your life when my shotgun scatters.
Color.
The gangs of LA will never die. Just multiply colors.
Color.
You don't know me, fool. You disown me, cool. I don't need your assistance, social persistence. Any problem I got, I just put my fist in. Color. My life is violent, but violent is life.
Pieces. Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Sleep Time's Over, Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Day. Yep, yeah. There you go. Season 8, episode 3, cuz.
Where the Hawaiians?
Where the Hawaiians, bro?
Over there.
Where?
Here.
Where?
This day.
I don't see him, bro. I don't see him.
Right here. I'm just trying to do like big cap or like
right here
or scoop, big scoop,
big scoop,
or big cap, whatever, you know.
Mixed track, right?
There's big cap,
big scoop,
and then big cap would be where the ladies at, yeah. Where the ladies at, and then big scoop was the one. He would be the one. The big scoop would be like the
big scoop is opposite from fat man scoop.
No, I'm talking about fat man scoop. Oh. Sorry, fat man scoop. Yeah. That's the one. Fat man scoop, where you at? Fat that one. That's really not relevant to anything right now.
Yeah, because the Hawaiians, they don't care about fat man.
Hawaiians don't give a damn. Okay,
yeah, who?
Speaking of Hawaiians.
Who's the innovators? Okay, anyway. Speaking of Hawaiians, here we go, Rah. This past weekend, they had the 2018 Nahoku Hano Hano Awards.
That's right, yes.
Nahoku Hano Nahoku Hano
Hano Awards.
Do you know award winner?
Yes.
Yes, you do. One of our guests for sure, right?
Yes. No, we know two award winners.
Who's the other?
Illinomatic, bro.
Oh, that's right, bro.
Illinomatic.
Wow, we know two Nahoku.
Super groupers, bro.
IA and Creed never won one.
They were nominated?
They were nominated, bro.
You guys should have went to go eat. Get free food?
No free food, actually.
Oh.
You gotta pay.
You gotta pay to go.
Yes, bro. It's like the Kaiser Banquet, bro.
Oh, forget it.
You pay. You pay your own ticket.
Illinomatic mentioned that, yes. Yeah. Okay.
I was invited by Slap Symphony 1 year.
All right.
But I couldn't go in and I never like pay $100.
It was $100 ahead.
I think it was more than $100. For me to look good in the Hawaiian community that does not embrace me for the music that I make.
They're not going to know what you
hear
doing.
That? I need a therapist right now.
See how that works? Okay, what you got? What are these winners?
The Nahoku Hano Hano Awards, brother. We're going to go test our knowledge of Hawaiian music. You ready?
Okay.
Album of the year. Please forgive me, my Hawaiian people, if I jack this up. I've been far removed from my Hawaiian roots. Palena Ole, Kapena. You know who Kapena is?
Oh, yes, I know Kapena.
Okay, name one song from Kapena.
No can do.
Oh, come on, brah.
No can, brah.
Hawaiian.
Cannot, brah. Drop, baby, drop.
No.
I'm in love with a one-night stand.
No. Come on, Kapena. Come on, Zach.
Kapena. Oh.
Got it, all, brah. Kapena, brah.
I'm going to say right now, I'm going to throw in the towel. It ain't.
Masese, bro, right?
Oh.
Okay, there you go.
They sing that?
Yes.
Sing that? Oh,
see? Hey, I don't blame you, bro. I'm not going to diss you or say anything about that. But at least you know who Kapena was, though.
I know who Kapena is, yes.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Another category, EP Extended Play of the Year. I don't know what that is.
What?
Pali Kekua Mailani.
Nice.
You know who that is?
No.
I think she had a group.
Okay.
Back in the day with another girl.
Oh, Hawaiian style band.
No.
There's more to life than getting by.
Hey, Rob.
Deeper in love.
You're about a decade late.
Yeah, sorry.
So right now, Mailani, she did a track with Hush. She has an album.
EP, too. Oh, Pure Heart? Oh,
no,
shout
no,
out Lopaka Kalon.
Hey, bro, you're Hawaiian. Mailani had a group with another girl and they sang some of their songs. Oh, all this right. song. Promise me.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Oh, these are like two girls that look like Japanese.
Yes.
They look like they're Kamaki.
Like, yeah. They look like they're Kamaki Christian.
Yeah, yeah.
Look like after that, they're
in the band. Yeah. Kalani, yes.
Yeah. They probably went Kalani.
Yes. I remember this.
Yeah, that's them. So I guess we're 2 for 2. We know.
They were good.
Did I count as points?
I guess.
2 for 2? I mean, I know Kapena.
I'm strange by the extended play part.
I think that's less weird. Than album. That's right.
Like EP, right? Like, shout out to Intoxicated Demons.
Yeah, oh, nice, man. That's a great EP.
Song of the year.
Song of the year, right? Here we go. You got to know this song. It's on the radio. Bamboo.
But I don't listen to the radio.
Kimi Minor.
Kimi Minor, related to Harold Minor.
Oh, Baby Jordan.
Yes, right. I don't listen to the radio. But I don't listen to the radio.
Bamboo.
That sounds horrible. Is that seriously a song?
That's a song. It goes. It's on TV.
Really?
Bamboo.
Is that like featuring Jack Johnson?
People just turn the podcast off because of me?
Maybe. I don't even know that one.
Kimi Minor. Okay, Bamboo.
Kimi Minor.
Song of the year, bro.
Wow, congrats.
Yeah, shout out. She's coming to graduate, too.
Okay, well, there you go.
That's how I know. Oh, Slap Symphony, they did beats for her.
Oh.
So, hey, we know more than we think we do.
Oh, okay.
Single of the year, We Are Hawaii's Finest.
Wow, yeah, that's right. You got that right, bruh.
By Ekolu.
Who? Never heard of it.
Ekolu is three in Hawaiian.
Okay.
So I think there's three guys in the group.
Is this a sponsored by Hawaii's Finest, the brand?
I think so. I know you're on the reel. I think I seen the music video and they're all wearing Hawaii's finest.
As they should, if the song is called.
Single of the year, though?
You think, okay, let me ask you this. Since you know what these songs are.
I kind
of
know.
Okay, dude, is this worthy of single of the year?
No, sorry, Kolu, moving on.
Okay.
Hawaiian.
Oh, Hawaiian single of the year.
Okay, now we go to, what is that?
Which
Hawaiian
makes
single of the
year? Yeah, what does that mean?
Because so the single of the year, okay, now we're moving on.
Yeah.
Hawaiian single of the year. Kaulana Ka Inoa O Hokulea.
By Chad Takatsuji.
Takatsuji.
Who's not even Hawaiian.
Featuring Nahua and Kuni.
Wait, is that Chad Takatsuji?
Yeah, I think he went to Kamehameha. I think it's my brother's friend.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Kamehameha, bro. Okay. Hoku's Kamehameha, all the same.
That's bro. Right, bro.
They used to call it the Na Kamehameha Award.
The stockpile is there at Kamehameha.
Show me. Wait, look at Hawaiian group, bro. Hey, Chad Takatsuji, get in there.
Go
in.
Oh, just...
my last name not Hawaiian. That's okay.
Doesn't matter. Hurry up. We need more groups.
Hawaiian single of the year, bro. Kalana Ka Inoa.
There you go.
Or Hokulea.
Nice.
Hawaiian.
Kiaini's calling.
I think
brother Chad.
I don't know what group he was in. I think he was in Pure Art. Everybody's in Pure Art.
Shout out Lopaka Cologne.
Okay. Next, instrumental composition. Kahulani Boogie Woogie.
Wow, all right. Is that by Brother Nolan?
No, Kahulani
Boogie Woogie. That's Brother Nolan.
From Mele Ho Ilina. Bill Novo composer. Okay, moving along. Let's go. Wow. People focus on here, bro. You're a friend of mine.
Wait a minute. That name was so long that you just gave up on it. You said, forget it.
Instrumental composition. I don't know. Oh. Composer award.
Okay.
The name of the song was Kahulanui Boogie Woogie.
But from Mele
Ho'olina
Kahulanui.
Bill Noble.
LLC. Bill Noble's the mastermind behind it all.
Why didn't you just say Bill Noble composer,
Bill
bro?
Noble, mastermind there of all this. Go, creative bro. Genius.
He's pulling the strings, bro. He is the Jerry, what is his name? The guy with the
Jerry Santos.
No, Jerry Santos.
Jerry Heller. Jerry
Sweet
Heller.
Jerry Heller, bro. Yes. In the Hawaiians. Very good. Jerry Santos, bro.
Jerry Santos, bro. I know here stuff. Okay, let's go.
Female vocalist of the year, your friend and mine, Kimmy Miner, bro.
Harold Miner's wife. Harold's proud.
Harold is like crying right now.
Yeah.
Group of the year. Kapena.
See? There you go. Time and time again.
Palena Ole. Okay, here we go.
Got it.
Male vocalist of the year. Kamaka Kukona. Ala Anuhea.
You said it. Congrats.
All right.
You got it.
Bagus Hawaiian.
I couldn't agree. Couldn't agree
Bagus
more.
Bagus Hawaiian. Most promising artist of the year. Le Pono. Ku Puale. No label.
No label.
Independent white label.
White label vinyl, bro.
We got to get that one. That's
two
rare,
grooves
bro.
Got that record, bro.
The Beat Ghetto, bro. Only two copies. You better run down there. Yeah.
Shout out to Kevin Okada.
Okay. Genre categories. Ooh. Here we go. Oh, look. The alternative album of the year.
Let's do it, bro.
There we go. Nirvana maybe won this category back.
Pearl Jam, I think, got it.
Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Temple of the Dog.
Jesus and Mary Chain.
I think they won it twice.
Okay.
Here we go. Stay Gold. Steph
Mariani. Kind of related to Guy Mariano. Oh,
Steph Mariani, Stay Gold. I wonder what it sounds like. Maybe it sounds like the guy.
I don't really want to pull it up.
What's the name of the guy, the chick that was married to Kurt Cobain?
Oh, Courtney Love.
Courtney Love. Anthology of the Year.
All right.
Anthology? Of the year.
Wow, it's got a book.
Yeah. Producers Award. Jess Bass, Led Kaapana.
Wow. Hey, that's Jess, you're the best, or like Jess?
Oh, boo. Jess, you're the best.
For real.
Shoots.
Anthology.
But he's OG, bro. Slack key, OG.
Oh, okay.
Okay, next. Compilation album of the year. Namele Ukulele, various artists.
Wow.
Bro, various artists. Okay, Wu-Tang.
It's like the Juice soundtrack.
Yeah. It's like the Juice. It's like soundtracks in general.
It's like State of Emergency soundtrack.
Oh, wow, bro. Yeah. Wow. Get the guy, you know.
Judgment Night soundtrack.
There you go. Last song with Teenage Fan Club. Okay, here we go.
Oh, Capena with Illinomatic.
Oh, bro. Hey, that could happen.
Right, okay.
I'm lost. Contemporary album of the year.
Contemporary album of the year. The VH1 album of the year is
Palena Ole, Kapena. Oh, they're just racking them up, brother.
Making the money.
You know, Kelly Boy Dilemo, you know school you went to?
Kamehameha.
No, Kaimaki, bro. He played for the your Pop Warner team and mine, Kapula Raiders.
Hey.
Moving along. Hawaiian music album of the year.
Okay, here we go.
Ike Ko'akeao. Keaho.
Aloha.
All I know about these guys is they won every... Last year, they won all awards.
Well, all right. Then they're successful.
Okay, here we go. Hip-hop album of the year.
Uh-oh.
Winner. You ready for this? Name of the album was Makana. Name of the artist was The Italian.
Wow, the Italian. Why has no one thought of that name? Wait a minute. We're in 2018, and no one in the hip-hop world that was Italian, or maybe not.
The Italian.
That's brilliant.
That's brilliant. But that's nobody brilliant. Knows who he is.
I'm a fan right now. Sign me up. Where's his Instagram? Let me follow him now. The Italian. That's great.
But you know who was nominated?
Was Creed? Creed nominated?
Was Creed nominated?
Super Groupers?
Let's see. Nahoku Hip Hop nominations. This for this. We're doing special for this.
Who was nominated for this? We got to find the nominations. Yeah, Oliver Twist? Brother Davey.
What is it? Hip Hop.
DJ Bumblebee. Just 1-0. I'm just going to keep naming guys. Boogaloo Buzz.
Boogaloo Buzz, bruh.
DMFD.
So I seen him the other day.
Featuring Roots Maneuver.
2018 Hip Hop nominees.
Here we go.
Here we go, here we go. Does it say or what, bruh?
They don't give us a list. See? Rigged.
Everybody, sleep times. Everybody going to sleep time. They don't give us... Oh, great. Someone calling me now.
Don't answer that phone. Answer the phone. Answer the phone.
Anyway... Who's nominated?
All the one that we need to know is...
Cedric was nominated.
The Italian. Cedric the Entertainer?
So I looked up who he was.
Okay.
He is a Christian rapper out of Kauai.
Oh, yeah?
Trappy. Has some bars. Eh.
Okay.
He's cool. Wasn't whack.
Okay. Like we're getting all solemn right now.
I mean, I wasn't like, oh, yeah.
We all just got quiet all of a sudden.
Here we go.
I just can't get over how dope the name... Italian is.
And there's got to be somebody else.
That's great.
So anyway, moving along. Shout out to Italian from Kauai. Instrument album of the year, Across the Sea by Greg Sardina, Sung Hui Tung, and Jeff Peterson.
Who? What?
Sung Hui Tung.
That's the instrumental album of the year.
Yeah.
Across the Sea.
DJ Honda remix, bro.
Wow. Featuring
DJ Cam.
What's that group, that instrumental group that would do the Hawaiian Electric? Hiroshima.
Hiroshima.
They're back, baby. Hiroshima's back.
Music album of the year. So the story goes. Hale Manu.
Well, the story continues.
Yeah, keep it going. Jazz album of the year. Mele Ho'oilina. Kahu La Nui.
Great.
Metal album of the year. Wow. Are you ready for this? John Davis. Are you ready for this?
He's probably in this group.
It is. You ready?
Here we go.
Here we go. Zodiac Storm.
Wow.
Teen Idol Productions.
Wow.
So the
wow. The live at Anna Bananas.
Guaranteed, that's all he plays is Anna Bananas.
Wow. Zodiac by Storm, or is it Storm by Zodiac?
Zodiac's the album.
Zodiac's the album by Storm.
Shout out to Italian even more now for a better name, right? Out of all the names you can name your heavy metal band. Yo, what's the name of the band?
Storm. Storm, bro.
Storm, bro.
Okay. It's going to work, bro. We're going to win a Hoku, bro.
Wow, there's even a music video of the year.
And done by Todd Lagoon. He does all the music videos.
When I Come Home, Capenna.
Oh, nice.
Did anybody watch this? Where do you watch music videos?
Well, Overdrive Live.
Not on anymore, bro.
They got rid of Overdrive.
Off the air, bro. Spectrum, bro. We got to talk. My favorite guilty pleasure. Off the air, bro.
So we only stuck to Hot Hawaiian Nights now.
That's old stuff, bro.
That's nothing new.
Nothing new, bro.
Oh, no. All is lost. That's
so
it.
How do you gauge my views?
I don't even fathom how you even figure that out.
R&B album of the year. Genres of soul. RJ Kaneao.
Great, RJ. Groove Plan Hawaii Records. I like that. Groove Plan Hawaii.
Guaranteed to get...
Italian, sign up.
Sign Italian.
What label is Italian on?
You ready for this?
No label. He's on White Label.
White Label. Bro. You better get him, bro. It'll be hot stuff.
Sign him up.
Two Grooves. I already get him on.
Light Sleeper game. Recordings right here. Bro. Get him on, bro.
I gotta get the demo tape first.
He's going to perform at Pizza.
No, yep. Could be. Come down, bro.
What else we got?
Reggae album of the year.
Here we go.
The Green.
Easy Star Records. I like that title.
Easy Star.
I like
Easy
Shout Star. Out Poor Righteous Teachers.
The Green, Marching Orders. I got a problem with that one, bro. The Green is not reggae.
What is The Green? I don't know.
Green is like...
It's like golf.
Hawaiian, bro.
It's like
modern Hawaiian.
Sorry,
bro.
Not Hawaiian.
Bro, they're not reggae.
But they're not reggae. Okay.
If it's not Ukla, it's not reggae, bro.
Just make a shirt.
Oh, man.
See? Shout out.
I get plenty of reggae brothers out there.
Shout out, Asher.
Yeah. Okay. Religious album of the year?
Okay, here we go.
Okay, that'd be crazy. Simply for Keakua. Yeah. Kenneth Makua Kane, bro.
See, Makua Kane is a religious last name.
I think Makua Kane wins every religious
album. Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's got it on lockdown.
His album, KMM, bro. I think that's
KMM. Keep a Millity moving. Keep Millie moving. Keep
Switzerland, bro.
Keep Mills moving.
He released instrumental downtempo and electronic folk.
DJ Vadim.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Rock album of the year. Wait.
It's not the Storm, bro.
Rock album of the year and metal? I'm so confused. Lightning Strikes Hilo.
That's really controversial.
Larry Dupio.
Larry, you...
No label. Another white label, bro.
You know why you don't want a label, Larry? It's because you don't want people find you because you're doing shots fired to Hilo right there, bro. I don't know about that one, bro. Lightning Strikes Hilo, bro. Maybe you the guy that got the thing in the shin, the lava would shoot you,
bro. I see it.
You was on your porch checking the house. Forget it.
You can let album of the year. You can let it album of the year?
Jake Shimabukuro.
Oh, sorry, bro. Brian Tolentino and Herb Ota.
Oh, upset.
You OG, bro.
Upset.
That's an upset.
That's an upset. Wow, I would have put my money on them.
Favorite entertainer of the year.
Who?
Wait, what?
Jamie Borges. Rest in peace.
All right. John Valentine.
Forget it.
Who's that?
Who is that? He's related to Greg the Hammer Valentine.
You win.
He's got it. Drop the elbow.
Technical categories, graphics awards, spell.
Spell one, bro. If it ain't spell, you're not going to fix it. Come on.
Lani Arates for Makavalu.
Forget it.
Napua. Pihana Productions.
All right.
Spell one in my books.
Maybe that's
liner notes, bro.
Yeah.
Zachary Alakailam for EK Ko'ako. Yo.
Best liner notes?
I was wondering what
think that. About that one.
You
can
do
a second.
Skip them in Word, bro.
Yes, I gotta do Microsoft Photoshop, Word. But Microsoft Word print them out. Good for you, bro. Zach.
How's this category? Adjudicates?
Educated?
Adjudicates.
Come on, private school.
Sorry, bro. I lose the kind. It's academic. I lost it.
Right? Oh,
actually,
gosh.
Actually, one, huh?
Kamehameha one, yes.
Okay, categories. Hakumele Award. What? Never mind. Hawaiian Language Performance Award.
Yeah. Keaho. Keaho Place. Open up.
Keaho.
Down to Earth. New Down to Earth. Open up.
Keaho.
General Engineering.
General Engineering Award by Imua Garza and Jules Washington for Proud as a Son. Kimmy Miner.
But then we get the Hawaiian Engineering, which is like kind of like, we do them after. I call you tomorrow. Like, what does that mean? General Engineering and then Hawaiian Engineering?
Dave Tucarone.
Dave, and it's run by an Italian?
A legend, though. He's a legend.
Dave Tucarone?
Yeah.
Really?
For Makavalu, Napua. Yeah.
What does that mean? General Engineering means, okay, we're going to take care of that.
Yeah.
And then the Hawaiian Engineering is like, after. I call you tomorrow.
What? You let go of the game drink?
You know, it's ready. It's ready. Come pick up.
Yeah.
I mean, what does that
when
mean?
When they come get them, they're like, oh, no, 25 minutes.
Yeah, wait a little bit.
I still got another kind.
What does that mean?
A little bit of stuff on top,
man. Try, wait, one more second. Fast
guy. I don't know what that means. It's the hokus, bruh. And last one, International How to Be Anticlimactic. International Album Special Recognition Award.
All right. By, who wins it? Colors. Oh, Colors. Colors. Which I did watch that video last night. Colors was on last night.
Well, too bad Ice-T didn't win. The album is called Colors, and the group is called Hook. Fukuhara Naoki.
Oh, this guy. Itadakimasu.
Fukuhara Naoki. Hook. Colors.
Sugoi.
Is that how they say?
Something like that.
Colors. The Yo. International.
Breath make air stink.
International. Album Special
Recognition Award goes to Colors.
I am a nightmare walking, psychopath talking, king of my jungle just to get.
How about it, huh?
And that's
that was
it.
Great.
That is the 2018 Naoko Award.
All right, there you have it.
I think we did pretty good, bruh. You know where the Hawaiians is? Not here, bruh.
No.
It was
not
there.
At all. Yep. There you have it.
Wow. That's why I said anticlimactic.
All bro. Right. Well, then
what did you learn
it.
With this Naoku's, bro?
I learned a lot. I learned Il-Italian is a great name.
Great name, yeah.
I don't want to hear what Storm has to say.
Storm!
You know, I think general engineering and Hawaiian engineering need to be further explained.
Bro, I think that's racist, bro.
Yeah? You think so?
Should just say Hawaiian engineering.
Right.
Right?
Hawaiian built.
Hawaiian built. They should go to the Defend Hawaii Award.
Yeah, right. They should be the Fan Hawaii Award.
The band most liked for scrap at the Giant Jam Award.
It could be.
Bro, that'd be
the Major one. Raja Award. Who rocks the Major
Who
Raja?
Who rocks the party that rocks the body, bro?
All right, let's get out of here. All right, so that's it.
Sleep time's over.
Everybody.
Make sure you hit us up on social media. We are on iTunes. Make sure you like, subscribe.
Yes.
On iTunes. We are on Podomatic.
Google Play.
Stitcher Radio. Google Play.
Stitcher Radio. Don't forget the Patreon. YouTube.
Patreon.
Patreon account, okay?
What else you got going on?
Patreon account I just released. The Nuff Already.
The Nuff Already Mix.
Kanye Common, Nuff Already Mix. After that,
pow.
Not playing those songs ever again.
So this Friday, when you go to Nobu.
Yes, if you hear me playing Common, tell me shout out.
I'm a drink.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Tell me shout out, for real.
So yeah, Patreon. We got our sponsors.
Yeah.
Strong. Earl Kaimaki.
Shout out.
Square Barrels.
Shout out.
Honolulu Club.
Shout out.
Seventh floor. Yes. It's on the seventh floor.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Get out.
Sleep time's over. Season 8, episode 3, bro.
Where the Hawaiians?
Where the Hawaiians, brah?
Where's Ill Italian?
Over there. We're crossing Fort Wing.
Over there. Nowhere. Mixed track.
Is you with me? Oh, yeah.
We don't know. Yeah, got it.
I said, hello, everybody.
I said, hey.
Yeah, it was Rotten Rascals, right?
Rotten Rascals. There you go.
That's how we ended up. Yeah, real Hawaiians end up with hip hop.
There you go.
Cut your hair. Beware.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.